Hare Krishna. Well, we're here in Budapest, and today's class, short class, because the devotees are having the Srimad Chaturdasi marathon, but we're speaking about how the development of God consciousness transpires through people's identifying the world around them with the universal form of the Lord, and this is there in the first canto, which chapter that begins with Agri Purusham. And it first talks about the incarnations of the Lord, and then it talks about the universal form. And Shukadeva Goswami finishes by saying, this description of the universal form is for those people who have no faith in the personal form of the Lord. People want to see God. They say, God exists, show him to me. Well, these people will just believe what they see and what their senses tell them, so they can certainly see the world that they're living in. And if they are able to sort of correlate what is often referred to as quote-unquote imaginary form of the Lord, Shukadeva Goswami says it's imaginary form because the Lord has actually no material form. That's why it's imaginary. We have a material form, that's a spiritual form. But that universal form is it's sort of like a Lego form of God, that you take all the different bricks of the material world and you put them together, conceive of the fact that now you have a God. Well, the mountains are his bones, and the trees are his hair, and the rivers are his veins, and so many other things. So this way people start getting a conception of God. Of course, their conception of God is something very gigantic. But that's all right. Why? Because at least they've accepted that this God has a form, and that acceptance has built a certain degree of faith. It means that they have faith in a form of God, and of course if they have further association, everything is based on further association, just like even this conception was based on association. They didn't get it out of nowhere, but if they have further association, then they understand, well, God is, everything is in God, but at the same time God is also within everything, because he's the cause of everything. So that means God is both great and God is also small, so he's within every atom. Form of Shiva Dakshai Vishnu, then the Lord is within every atom. And if you keep going along that route, of course it's maybe a little more difficult for them to conceive of a personal form of God within every atom, but usually they can understand things in terms of the energies of God. And this whole energy and energetic concept is also useful, and of course that's why Bhagavatam says Brahmiti Paramatmiti Bhagavan Iti Shabdyate. I'd say as long as it's a guided meditation, people won't get hung up in Mayavad philosophy. If they're left to themselves, then it's going to end up degrading into Mayavad. People also accept that everything is God's energy, God's potency, or that they see some unified energy within the material world. That's the substratum of everything that is. And it's another step forward. And of course, if people then begin to get some proper guidance and engage in a certain spiritual activity, they'll also understand, well, if God can be big and God can be small and God can have material form and he can also be formless, then he can also be middle-sized, is a term that acharyas use. He can also be middle-sized, he can be any size, he can be middle-sized, I can also be spiritual. And, of course, when you start then comparing these different forms of God, then you come to the conclusion that the one which, by necessity, is an original form, is the middle-sized one, for different reasons. One reason is a reason of interaction. One is that the unlimitedly large form of the Lord is not visible or relatable by ordinary people, common people. Same thing can be said of the infinitesimally small supersoul. You can't see that. With an energy, you can't interact at all because energy is impersonal. When we're talking about a personal form, then interaction, which again, people are very sympathetic to, of the concept of the God is love. But you can't express love, you can't express relationship with these other forms, because there's no way give vent to them. You can't embrace Mahavishnu, you can't embrace Shirodakshai Vishnu, but you can embrace a middle-sized form of the Lord, and you can see him, and you can serve him, and you can interact with him, and therefore the natural conclusion comes, if one receives the proper intelligence from Krishna, that this then is actually the original form of Godhead, because he's most complete. He enables his worshippers, or he gives facility for worshippers to interact with him and see him in the most comprehensive way possible. And of course, he also has both Purusha and Prakriti. He has both male and female form, as Radha and Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. There's no female counterpart to the universal form. Neither is there, of course, for Vishnu forms, there are there. As far as the impersonal form is not personal, so it doesn't have any gender. So all of these things are lacking, in a sense. And so if someone is unbiased and has a very careful analysis, then you must come to the conclusion that God is middle-sized. And then if you look at the different types of middle-sized gods that are spoken about or written about in authentic scriptures, or you compare them all, then you're going to come to the conclusion, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Once again, with the concept that this is the most complete description and form of God, all others are lacking in one way or another, or not manifesting their full aspect. So really, this is what preaching is. Preaching to the people of the world is about this, Krishna's pastimes, and all of these things. That's for Vaishnavas, that's for devotees to discuss amongst themselves. It's not something that we interact with non-devotees. With non-devotees, somehow or another, we want to bring them to the conclusion. And if we don't take on that responsibility, it's not going to happen by itself. because sarusanga sarusanga mahatvaram seva mahur vimukti. It's only by association that people will have the opportunity to approach Krishna, even as Prabhupada says in the beginning of the Gita, hypothetically, with some type of faith, with some type of emotion, and then Krishna will reciprocate with them and dadami bhuti, and he will give them the intelligence where he can actually understand, just like we got the intelligence to understand that Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. So this is the Vedic system. Is people, according to their level of adhikar or qualification, can accept different conceptions of God. And sometimes we may find ourselves in a position where we also have to, in order to bring someone along, or in order to make a presentation to a certain type of people, a group of people, we talk about different aspects of the Lord. That supreme Lord is a cowherd boy. You have to have faith for that, and you have to have association, quality association, before you can commit to something like that. And not everyone is as fortunate as we are, but in time they can become fortunate by proper sadhusanga. And really that's what preaching is, sadhusanga. It's one aspect is what you're saying, and the other aspect is just your purificatory influence and presence. Hare Krishna.